Let's talk a little bit about the medium Leonora Piper. We touched on her just very briefly. Let's go back a little bit. Did James discover her, or how did this all happen again?
You know, I really found her fascinating. She was not a professional medium. She was a Boston area housewife. And James did at least make her famous. Other people had heard of her. His mother-in-law went to see her, and then she persuaded him to go take a look, and he went under an assumed name, you know, which was the standard of the time.
And she was doing this, what, privately?
Yes.
Okay.
He went to her house, and she was able to give him information, right down to the name, eventually, of a son of his who had died earlier, and he kept going back. They studied her and I was talking earlier about the trance test. But they took her to England and put her in a house where she didn't know anyone and asked her questions. They studied her in all kinds of situations, and she was phenomenal. I mean, she was really an amazing medium. You read some of the things that she told people, and you just think to yourself, there's no way in the world that she could have known that. And Richard Hodgson had her followed by detectives at one point. He was so convinced that she was somehow secretly getting information, so he had her spied on for weeks. And she wasn't. You know, they didn't find anything.
Did they end up believing her?
Yes. I mean, it was interesting. James said that she was the most... He began by saying that... And I've always liked this. If you want to prove that all crows are not black, you need only find one white crow. And
true.
Leonora Piper is my white crow. And he ended by saying, it's so baffling working with a medium, is what he said. You know, sometimes they're so on, and sometimes it's as if they just can't hear whatever the signal is. And so James probably ended up a little more frustrated than Richard Hodgson, who completely believed that she had proved the existence of a spirit world. And he, you know, he worked with her in bringing back spirits of people he knew. He worked with her in setting up experiments in which she knew nothing and still gave information. I don't want to, like, go on forever, but I could tell you one good Leonora Piper story.
I'd love to. As a matter of fact, I was going to ask you to. And then also, what happened to her, you know, after, you know, these three faded away, or did they ever fade away from her?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, one of my favorite Leonora Piper stories was actually, it's in a private letter to James. James was at Harvard, and one of his fellow psychologists or scientists got so interested in these reports that he wrote to Richard Hodgson under an assumed name and made an appointment to come see her. And he said he sat down and she talked for 45 minutes telling him things that were so private that he wasn't even going to tell William James. But he had brought with him a ring. He had exchanged rings with his mother about a decade earlier, and each of them had written a special word in a favorite word, essentially, in the ring that they gave to each other. And he had lost the ring that his mother had given him. But when she had died a few years earlier, he had gotten the ring that he gave her. And he brought that ring with him to see Leonora Piper, and he held it in his hand, and he said, "Tell me the word that's in Mother's ring." And she immediately told him the word that was in the lost ring.
Now, was she remote viewing? Do you know what that is, by the way? Have you studied that?
No, she just knew things she shouldn't have known.
All right, was she told by a spirit? I mean, that's what I want to know. How did she get the information? Some people remote view, Deborah. Some people have the ability to send their minds and their thoughts out to different locations. A lot of psychics have an ability to do that. They work with police departments.
Right.
Others are true mediums, you know, that, you know, they get information from the dead, basically. Is that what she did?
You know, some people said yes, and some people said they didn't think of it so much as remote viewing, but a form of sort of extended telepathy. So you found these guys arguing and passionately, Richard Hodgson saying, "Look, she just talks to the dead. because she's actually been able to say things not known by people in the room. And then you would have someone like William James say, is she talking to the dead or is she just an amazing telepath, right? That the man holding the ring thinks of the word in the other ring.
And she's picking it. That's right. She's picking it right off him. Okay.
And they didn't know. What they did know was that there was no way to spend any time with her and not believe that she had what James called supernormal abilities. There was no way. And you read about her, and I wish I could spend hours talking about some of the amazing things that she did. And you just think, there is no way this woman could have done this and not have an ability that I don't have.